Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
I'm John Batchelor with my colleague Gregory Copley, Defense and Foreign Affairs. The news that I have from Gaza is not promising about the hostages. Hamas, making a declaration that Israel's violated the ceasefire agreement, has said there will be no hostages on Saturday. In the meantime, the president, Mr. Trump, has issued his standard threat, or there will be Hades to pay. However, Bibi Netanyahu, after his successful visit to Washington, is back in Israel, revived, and has now put the army on highest alert to go back into Gaza in the event there are no hostages on Saturday. I'm told the reasoning in Jerusalem, I don't have evidence, I just have the opinion, that the reason the hostages are not being returned as promised is that they're in very poor shape. The last three to come out were three men of middle age who were clearly starved. In addition, I learned that they can't walk. Why? The story is they were hung up by chains, upside down, for too long for them to regain their strength in their legs. Now, if that's what they returned, the reasoning in Jerusalem goes, what are they frightened of returning? The condition of those men is not speaking well of Hamas among its friends and frenemies. I mention all that because at the same time, the president of the United States has a plan. And the plan is to take 1.5 million Gazans to another place. Indonesia is mentioned, so are parts of Africa, a Muslim-dominated culture. And to rebuild Gaza over years as a, well, the president uses the term, Riviera of the Eastern Mediterranean. The idea is rejected by the Arab chieftains. And yet, Gregory, over these last days, surprisingly, I'm hearing people endorse it in some fashion, not only Trump and Jared Kushner, others as well. 80% of Israel thinks it's a wonderful idea. What do you make of it, Gregory?
Well, personally, I think it's a genius stroke, not just for what it could do to, shall we say, end the Hamas problem, which doesn't necessarily end the Palestinian issue, but it does end the Hamas problem. But it also reinserts the United States into the region in a very, very strong and positive sense, in that it's going to rebuild Gaza. To do that, they would need to expand the port of Gaza and put a significant airfield in there, which could be a dual civil military airfield. But it would do that at a time when Turkey is attempting to resurrect the Ottoman Empire. It's attempting to control Syria, Lebanon, get back into all of the Levant and the Arabian Peninsula and dominate Egypt and the like. And this is very, very concerning to not only Israel, but also to Egypt, Lebanon, Cyprus, Saudi Arabia, Greece, and you name it. So having the United States there would act as an anchor and possibly cause some really new cautious thinking in Ankara as to whether they can prosecute a war against Israel, because that's what President Erdogan of Turkey is now contemplating. He controls the new Syrian government to a high degree, and that's caused great alarm in Saudi Arabia and also in Lebanon. Yes, he may have curtailed the pro-Iranian influence, but in some respects, Iran's influence in Syria and Lebanon, apart from Hezbollah's actions against Israel, that's been relatively benign compared with the Islamist influence coming out of Turkey, which includes al-Qaeda, ISIS, or Daesh, and other groups. So essentially, the presence of the United States in Gaza would be interesting. It's clearly also interesting to note that President Trump has not specified who would live in this new Gaza semi-state or colony or neutral zone. And frankly, that's a wise move to keep that, if you like, in play or in limbo. Now, we've seen that a lot of the Gazan population have been offered places of residence by Turkey, within Turkey, particularly within the Kurdish areas of Turkey, where they could essentially, as Erdogan hopes, counterbalance the Kurdish population. He's also tried to put a lot of them, and has put a lot of them, into northern Cyprus, which Turkey illegally has controlled since its invasion in 1974. These are not ideal situations for the future stability of Cyprus or of Turkey or of Europe, but already a lot of those Gazan people have moved out of the Gaza Strip. Whether they should go to Indonesia is debatable. A friend said, why was the Israeli economy so bad when the Israeli economists were all so good? And they said, well, you spread these Israeli economists around the world and everything grows, you put it all in one place, it's like fertilizer, it just burns a hole in the ground. So essentially, you don't want to take all the Palestinians and dump them into a single location, either in Turkey or Cyprus or in Indonesia, because that would cause long-term problems for the Indonesian government as well. But spreading them around the world would be beneficial, I think, for the living standards of the Palestinians leaving Gaza themselves. They would certainly be free from the poverty which Hamas enforced upon them, and they would be able to prosper. So, but it's like anything, any dispersal of peoples away from their homeland brings with it long-term reminiscences and concerns and fosters, if you like, moves to return to the homeland.
A detail, Gregory. Gaza's nobody's sacred territory. Nobody's. Thousands of years. Nobody lived there permanently. It doesn't come to any songs or stories. It's not Troy. Second thing is, Guterres of the UN has declared any movement of the Gazans to anywhere else as ethnic cleansing. Has the UN just finally disgraced itself so we don't need to listen to its allegation? We have 30 seconds.
Yeah, the UN, don't have to listen to the UN again. The UN is on terminal decline. It's not capable of enforcing any decisions. Its attempt to create what they want to call international law has failed. So there is no, if you like, legal or coercive mandate there. So don't listen to the UN. It is not ethnic cleansing. What is being done is ethnic dispersal, which is a very different thing.
Let's go to Ankara. Gregory Copley, I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Chances are, you've been to the doctor recently, and you probably handed over your insurance, your ID, and even your social security number. Your doctor is just one of many places that has your personal info. And if any of them accidentally expose your details, you could be at risk for identity theft. LifeLock monitors millions of data points a second. If you become a victim, they'll fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.